Anthony Rizzo with Cap and J-Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here.
You want, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a grand slammer.
A monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and J-Hood. Right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
All right, our guy Anthony Rizzo joins us right now here on ESPN 1000. Okay, so you have this emotional post yesterday, a picture when you're a kid and you meet John Lester and you are going through cancer and John was a survivor. And it's this, I'm like, wow, that kind of got me a little weepy.
Sure.
And then he hits a ground ball to first base. You literally do not move a muscle and throw it. Just kind of toss it to first. Did he say, I hate you, when he looked up at you?
I told him, you know, I used to always give him the reports on the pitch hurts on kind of what to do with his swing. And he was looking at me after he fouled off a couple balls my way. And he looked at me, and I'm like, I'm pointing up the middle or pointing the other way. I'm like, don't do that to me. And he came at me. So it was just one of those hops that, like, just I really didn't need to move for. And with him running, I know he's not running out of the box. And he just looked at me, and I go, what are you doing? I go, don't do that to me. He goes, I hate you.
I knew it. I read your lips. I thought that's what he said.
So how special was that yesterday to be able to see your old teammates out there? I know that if you're a Cubs fan watching, that had to be special to see Schwarber. We talk about Starlin Castro. We saw him as a baby, right, Cap? I mean, he's still in the league, 31 years of age, and Lester. How special was that for you yesterday on a personal note?
That was awesome. It was hard. Not easy. With Kyle and even today with John and all his video for him today and giving him something special. So it's just not easy, especially facing your former friend. It's just not easy, but that's when you really just rely on your routine and everything you do, and you take it to the simplest approach of, all right, just do your pregame routine, just do your regular routine, and just go and hit and be yourself.
So what was it like after the game? Did you guys go to dinner? Did you hang out? What was the plans? Or, nope, he's on the other team, I went home.
I'm not really sure because of the MLB protocols. I'm not really sure how to answer that, but I'll just say, yeah, we just went home and just texted.
Got you. Well said.
I'm not really sure how to answer that one, but it was great seeing him at the field and just talking to him after the game at the field and seeing him and just catching back up with him and seeing his family at the field too was nice.
So, without revealing what, you know, obviously there's protocols, do you guys talk in the locker room that, hey, man, there's a bunch of teams that have hit the threshold. Guys, we got to hit this threshold or it's not discussed?
No, we talk. And threshold as in, what do you mean?
So that the 85% of people tier one are vaccinated, they loosen the protocols.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about it. And, I mean, The beauty is, you know, guys, obviously it's a very sensitive subject. Not like, you know, it is being passed around like Skittles, but the beauty of it is guys can make their own decision. And you know, we're one of the teams that, you know, we're really right on the brink. And I think it's just up to each individual and what they want to do and their own decisions.
Riz, when you've known John Lester for a long time. I know that you always get a scouting report. Was it necessary? Did you even have to read what Lester did yesterday?
No, it was actually hard because you know what he does. So you know what he does so much, you almost start questioning, like, all right, I know what he does. He knows what he's going to do. Is he going to do something different? So, I mean, I it was almost, like I said, you really had to go back to, like, really went back to just my routine and everything I do pregame. Pregame wasn't as hard, but, like, once the game started, it's just full-on routine and not thinking about anything else.
Did you realize that Chris had left a Twix bar in left field for Schwarber?
I saw him grab candy. I'm going to leave this for Schwarbs. And I was laughing, and I'm pretty sure he ended up eating it. I don't know if they caught that on camera, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he ended up eating it too.
Yeah, he ate it. And he walked out there. He looked at your dugout and was like, really? And then he ate it.
Yeah, it was I mean, obviously we won, so... But it was cool. I know that home run had to feel probably up at the top for Schwarber, one of the best home runs he's ever hit for him personally. So, you know, we won the game, but it's always good. Like I said with Dexter, not necessarily home runs because that hurts our pitcher, but like I said with Dexter, you know, I want Schwarber to get five hits and not score all five times. So. So, I can always do well.
So somewhere deep down, you were happy for Schwarber, right? Because this was the talk before this series, right? You're talking to Cub fans and asking, how do you feel knowing that you really enjoyed watching Schwarber, Lester being part of the team? How do you feel as a Cub fan? And so what about you from your vantage point? Happy for Schwarber, right?
Yeah, I think with the team they're on, with Davey Martinez running the ship and just the veteran team and I think they're the oldest, quote unquote, oldest team in baseball. I always admired the Nationals, and that's great seeing them. I mean, I haven't seen them since 2019 after they won the World Series, so it's nice seeing them. And you know, they kind of told all the young Harvard grads or quote unquote research and development guys kind of shove it after winning the World Series because they kind of just defied all of the algorithms.
Do you ever walk in and you have your hitters meeting or you look and you go, okay, this guy has this spin rate and here's your launch angle, Anthony, and here, and go, stop. I'm a baseball player. I faced this guy before. I know what I don't want to hear all these numbers. Or do you have to sit through the data meetings?
So, you know, early on, I mean, I was definitely a little selfish to it, but I think the data now is can be so helpful if you know how to use it the right way. Just knowing what the guy does, and you know, if there is a guy who has a high spin rate, you know, like the ball's just going to rise a little more. That's just the science of the game and the way the game is and the way the fastball is. So. It's definitely a little bit of a different swing, but it's with all the advanced technology we have, it really is so helpful from a hitting standpoint, even from a defensive standpoint. We say it now all the time. If you hit the ball hard and it's not a home run, you're probably out because that's where everyone plays you, where you hit the ball hard. So you really got to hit the ball soft. Soft contact gets you the singles. The hard hit balls, you kind of got to get lucky on and just pray it's not at them.
So you have to ask Riz the question about the Coyote. We got to talk about that, right? The Coyote in, where was it now?
In Bolingbrook.
In Bolingbrook, right?
Western suburbs.
So it was just, it was a mangy coyote? Is that what it was
referred
to? So
this lady goes out every morning, Riz, and she walks her dog, gets her steps in, says, I'm going to walk my dog on this beautiful Lily Cash Trail.
Yes.
She's walking 2 days ago, and a mangy, maybe rabid coyote walks up to them. Right. It's starving, starts biting at her shoes. Her dog tries to rescue her. She yanks her dog back, and finally the coyote takes off. Now they got the trail closed. Like, what would you do if you walked up on a freaking coyote with Kevin?
He probably would go after Kevin because he's a nice little appetizer for him. shoot, I don't know. That's maybe start walking with a little bat or something just to be able to hit them and get them away. But that's pretty scary stuff. So rare and so uncommon, but that's definitely a good story.
You're clearly taking your bat out there, right? I mean, you have no other choice. I mean, a mangy coyote, right? So you have to be able to take your bat out there. And then we come to find out, like, they're going to have, like, a beat cop out there now, right?
Yeah, they took a guy off one of his beats. They said, you're going to walk that trail. I'd be like, go F yourself. I'm not walking around with a mangy coyote out there.
No, I'm scared of my own shadow when the sun starts setting. So, flashlight, maybe some spray or something, who knows.
Hey, man, any lunch with John today?
No, I'll text him and see what he's up to. But I think just see him at the field and hang out at the field as much as I can.
All right, you keep following those protocols, kid.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you. See
ya. All right, guys.
There he
see
is.
You guys.
See
Thank you.
There he is, Anthony Rizzo. I have a feeling there was a late night last night.
Yes, following the protocols with the late night.
Correct.
Sidebar, may I approach?
You may.
The Preakness, 7 million viewers for NBC, up 29% from 2019, in which it was 5.4 million.
There you go.
People were curious to see whether or not
Medina Spirit would win.
Yep, and now it's third. The only reason why that Medina Spirit was able to run is because NBC and probably horse racing wanted that Triple Crown.
No question.
That's the reason. Because now he's not going to run. Now no Baffert horse is going to run in the Belmont, right?
Correct. And he's been banned from entering any horses in New York till the investigation's complete.
There you go.
All right. Again, Rizzo, brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota and Valparaiso University. We'll get to your calls next.